Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're talking about green drinks and how they can help you balance your metabolism and fend off toxicity. With us is Jim LaValle. He's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist and author of several books and great communicator. Jim is telling us about how to optimize our nutritional balance with Kyo Greens. That's a new and improved green superfood blend. And there's several that have just come out this fall. Can you walk us through some of the variants? Because I've on my desk, I've got a couple of samples. I've got Kyo Greens Sprouts Blend Digestion, which it says it's got ancient grains, seeds, and grasses. But I guess the sprouting thing makes it so that they're more tolerable for people who have problems with, say, glutens or, you know, starchy grains.
Yeah, I think a couple things. One is, they're, gluten-free, vegan, and, obviously non-GMO. And when you sprout grains, you do, you reduce some of that tension that occurs on digesting the grains. And I think the other piece that's important with sprouts is when you sprout grains, you also start to create a much more powerful food, right? Because when you sprout, you germinate. When you germinate, you start to make a lot of hormones and nutrients. When I say hormones, things like phytosterols, right? They're plant-based compounds that literally feed your immune system, and as well as it liberates a lot of the nutrients so that you can get to them. So I really like the sprouted blend because of that. It helps to support healthy digestion, of course, and it gives you prebiotics, which let's face it, I think a lot of people end up damaging their microflora because they don't get enough fiber. They don't eat vegetables. Right. They're not eating flaxseed. And when you don't do those things, you can't deliver the undigested starch into the lower intestine to feed your microbiome. So I think that, drinking, for example, the Sprouts blend and having some prebiotic in it is just a great way to go. And the other thing is, I tell people all the time, it's like, look, you could change these things around, right? Like drink one day, one another, drink one in the morning, one in the afternoon. It certainly wouldn't help people to take a couple drinks of these a day, given the fact that most people are eating one vegetable a day, and usually it's a pickle. But, it isn't like, oh my gosh, I'm eating Brussels sprouts today. That isn't happening. So those are the things that I think are really, it's important that you realize that you could go the straight greens blend, and that's more kind of centered on energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing that I would encourage, I know I didn't mention,
it says barley grass, wheat grass, and chlorella, and it doesn't have the sprouted green extracts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the more traditional
product, probably the original product.
That is the That's the original product. Yeah. I think the packaging on it's fantastic too. What they did with that was really neat.
So let me interject if you don't mind. The one of the things that I have to say, I have criticized not these products because I think that that green drinks offer an alternative to people. Really, ultimately, I'm for people eating their fruits and vegetables, and I don't like shortcuts.
Agreed.
But I think that this is a plausible shortcut. What I don't like are the fruit and veggie pills. Now, the reason I don't like the fruit and veggie pills, and you can speak to that issue, is because of something that you mentioned earlier, which is the fiber and prebiotic component. I think that one of the real benefits of eating fresh fruits and vegetables in their entirety is, yes, they have a lot of vitamins. Yes, they have a lot of enzymes. They have all these wonderful ineffable nutrients, that some of which we haven't even characterized. But it's the prebiotic that helps feed our microbiome. And without that fiber, you don't have a healthy microbiome. And how in the heck, if you take a pill or two daily, are you going to get any fiber? I think what they're talking about is maybe some kind of crystallized juice that is not has no fiber constituent. So it really isn't a substitute. I mean, maybe it has like the juice or the liquid essence concentrated from fruits and vegetables, but you really need that prebiotic fiber If you're going to be talking seriously about substituting for dietary consumption of fruits and vegetables, am I not correct?
That's exactly it. I mean, one of the biggest topics, and I started talking about this several years ago, and it's finally caught on, is everybody's talking about circulating endotoxin, which basically is when your microbiome doesn't get fiber, or you reduce blood flow to your lower colon, which you could do by, you know, any number of things like not being active, not exercising, not getting blood flow. But when you don't feed the flora, it dies. Or if you change the pH of your intestine because you're on a proton pump inhibitor, you're more prone to knock off some of this flora. When the flora dies off, the bacteria, the component to the cell that's the protein, starts to circulate around in your body, and we're supposed to filter it out of us. But if you make too much of it, meaning you can't get rid of it quick enough, it attaches to your tissues and triggers inflammation. So the prebiotic effect and the fiber effect is incredibly important. And no, you may take an antioxidant fruit and vegetable pill that maybe changes an oxidative value in your body when you measure it. And so they do a study that shows you that it has value. But what they can't do is they can't really replace the need for eating vegetables and fruit. At our office, you know, everybody gets taught how to eat. And we encourage everyone to eat fresh vegetables and fruit. And here's how you prepare them correctly. And in addition to that, we encourage people to put a green powder in their smoothie when they drink it in the morning because they're in a hurry. They're not going to take the time to make a breakfast. They're going to drink a smoothie out the door. And get your greens in that too. And I could not agree with you more that when you don't eat these foods, you're going to set yourself up for not just the fact that you're going to gain weight because you're eating more starch and more sugar and who knows, more chicken wings with extra sugary sauce on it, whatever. But what you are doing is you're avoiding the foods that balance your blood sugar and reduce inflammatory signaling in your body when you don't eat vegetables and fruit. That's why I like the green powders that Kyolic has developed, because they do include the prebiotic fiber. It is the way they make the greens. It preserves the nutrients and the minerals. And they pick from the foods, so the green foods like wheatgrass and chlorella, that have defined benefits that we know help us to live a healthier life. So I like that it's a very defined and I think a very responsible, powdered program. I think it's pretty important for people to, to think about, hey, I need to get some of this stuff and take it in my diet every day because this is going to help me to balance my pH. It's going to help my flora. And by the way, I may gain some energy on it. I may feel a little better.
And by the way, we were talking in part one about alkalinization as a way of preserving the kidney function. And I just, while you're talking, I pulled up an article, 2009 American Society of Nephrology. And what they say here is that metabolic acidosis, which is low plasma bicarbonate, is common in patients with advanced chronic kidney disease. And what they did in this study is they fed bicarbonate to patients with a type of progressive kidney disease called, just chronic kidney disease in general. But I think some of them had what's called polycystic kidneys. And what they found is they slowed the progression of their loss of kidney function. They prevented metabolic abnormalities like low albumin. They prevented protein catabolism, which is like, breaking down of your muscles. And they improved these patients by alkalinizing them. And, I personally am not, unless you have chronic kidney disease and your nephrologist says take bicarbonate or you have it, during dialysis, not a big fan of it because of the big sodium load. Of course, there's enormous sodium load with these things. So if you can figure out natural ways, just say the aging population, there's a tendency for kidney function to fail. We see this all the time in older patients. And so the addition of a mild alkalinizing agent, such as a greens drink, in addition to, of course, consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables, this could really slow the deterioration, the natural deterioration that occurs with aging.
Absolutely. And look, if you've got high blood pressure, your kidneys are under duress. One in two adults, they're saying now, have high blood pressure, right? If you have metabolic syndrome or you have prediabetes or diabetes, and if you have prediabetes or diabetes, you represent 50% of the U.S. population, 38% are insulin resistant, 12% are diabetic. You're going to be putting pressure on those kidneys, and alkalinizing your body is the way, and alkalinizing your urine is the way to reduce oxidative damage to your kidneys, which won't progress you. And look, you can just go outside the door, right? I mean, there are kidney dialysis centers going up everywhere. And it's because of our lifestyle, because of our tendency towards being pre-diabetic, diabetic, med-S, and it's because of the type of foods we eat and the fact that we keep our chemistry out of balance. We're inherently in other cultures where, you know, you go to, you know, Greece or you go to Italy, do you see a lot of dialysis centers? No, you don't. Why don't you? Well, everybody's still eating fresh greens as a part of their diet. Mm-hmm. And so this is a really important piece where I'm like you. I want people to try to eat healthy. I'm grown up. My father was a world-renowned chef. I mean, we grew up around fresh food. And we love preparing fresh food in our home. But a lot of people aren't that way. And so what do you do in that, in to support that? Well, do the best you can. Try to eat a carrot and learn to love it, or maybe a piece of broccoli. And hopefully you're going to do more than that, right? You're going to adopt it as part of your lifestyle. But if you don't drink your greens, you'll have no choice but to be acidic. And that acidity leads to chronic inflammatory processes like joint pains, you know, calcifications, along with damaging to your organs and tissues. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think this is such a easy way for people, you know, for that current term that's out there, is to biohack, to hack their system and alkalinize them so that they can, you know, fend off, like you said, those chronic debilitating aging illnesses that people succumb to.
Not to mention osteoporosis, of course, because the body, in an effort to alkalinize, robs the bones of a primary alkalinizing agent, which is calcium. You know, the calcium, you know, gets, you know, buffers the acidity, and you lose the calcium, and there you go. Then your bones become brittle, and that's a major end game for a lot of patients who have chronic renal disease. So that's a problem.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And you know, the bottom line is to that is that once you lose bone mineral density, that was the whole value of chiolic, the aged garlic extract that they showed blocked bone mineral density loss, is that when you lose bone mineral density because of being acidic for whatever reason, that calcium ends up being the fodder for your calcification on your arteries. Mm-hmm. So you know, this is a very... I think, you know, it's interesting. I got to tell you, I still have people track their pHs. So I have them track their urinary and salivary pHs, and I know they're getting well when I see their pH starting to shift, and they even report, gee, I'm feeling better. And I think it's something that's kind of old school, right? When at least for me, I've been, you know, in this field about 34 years now, I think. And so, you know, when you first start out and you hear about, you know, acid-base balance and, you know, acidic pHs are bad. But like you said, there's even studies from 2015 to 2017 that have been published on pH now that are stating that when your pH is acidic, you are going to have trouble with blood pressure, endothelial dysfunction, elevated uric acid, renal complications, dementia. I mean, it's really interesting that it's kind of come full circle. And what's happened is that the science has gotten more sophisticated to kind of catch us up with what was valued as a traditional, somewhat naturopathic way of dealing with people's health. So I think it's interesting that science really has just kind of validated it over these last, you know, several years.
So let's talk about practical applications of this. I got on my desk a couple of these samples, powdered drink mix, and I guess I could just take a scoop and put it into water and chug that down. But what's your favorite smoothie? You know, because a smoothie, you can actually kill many birds with one stone. You can use a bioavailable form of protein like whey to provide you with additional protein that you might need, plus precursors for such important things as glutathione. You can throw in there some, what I like to do is I like to put some coconut oil into my smoothie because it really fluffs it up. It tastes delicious. And plus, it's good for the brain, right? So what, do you have your own, maybe a little flax, you know, you can do a lot of creative things with smoothies.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I do, I basically do the same thing. I mean, I'll use like either a coconut milk or a cashew milk or a pecan milk or, you know, something, you know, cause I don't tolerate cow's dairy very well. And then I'll add whey protein. I love whey protein as, you know, for a lot of, there's some people that don't tolerate it, but boy, if you can tolerate it, it is so good for you. And
it
then I love flax and
sarcopenia,
chia.
Sarcopenia, according to studies, it helps, you know, especially older people who are in the process of losing muscle mass. It'll help to sustain it.
Oh, it's great for the immune system. It's such a good, it's such a good type of whey to drink or a protein powder to drink is to get whey in. And I think now it's kind of getting bashed. Everybody's moving to the, you know, the total vegan movement. And, really the science is very, very much that, you know, whey proteins do a better job. And so, you know, I add flax and chia. And I add my scoop of greens and then, you know, I mean, I'll flip it up. Sometimes I'll add some phosphatidylcholine powder and, you know, put some phospholipids in there with my MCT oil or my coconut oil. And, you know, I'll add different things in depending on what my day is like, and what I'm thinking I'm going to be doing. If I'm going to be training that day, I may add some, you know, some ribose if it's a morning drink and I'll be training an hour later or whatever. But in general, it's a really quick, easy way. If you get fiber from flaxseed and chia, or hemp, hemp is great too. Hemp parts are really good. You get whey, and you add these greens, all of a sudden, you've really got a super nourishing morning meal that is going to get you through to your lunch. And because the fiber does a great job of slowing down that transitory rate, so that you get the maximum amount of absorption out of all those other nutrients. And so I think, you know, that's a real creative way to do it. And of course, the other one is, you know, you can, you know, because they're in stick packs, because you can buy them either in bottles or you can buy them in individual packets, take them with you. You can buy a bottle of water and pour it in a bottle of water. Or if you take your own water, if you're carrying your own flask, like a lot of us are doing these days, you know, pour it in there and you've got it and it's ready to go. Because what you're not going to do, you're not going to carry your vegetable extractor or juicer with you. And I don't know about
you, it's really good for people who, with a busy lifestyle, people who are working or traveling, to bring along at least some sustenance, because, you know, you can't bring all your vitamin bottles with you everywhere you go.
No, you can't. And you can't bring even your juicer. Think about that. I knew people that used to try to carry their juicer with them. And it's like, you know what? Yikes. That's not real practical. It's a little bit of a, I think it goes past the weight capacity for the airlines now. So I think I kind of stopped that. But
absolutely. Especially those 15 horsepower juicers that they now have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those are killer. And you know, and people, and the other thing is people, I mean, I don't know about you, but I used to try to juice, but it's just, it takes up a lot of volume in my refrigerator. It's a lot of effort in the morning. And so if I can get a reliable, you know, instantized powdered greens, I'm feeling pretty good about it. It's a lot easier on my schedule and my timing, and it's not a big mess. There's just a lot of conveniences to it. And once again, it's consistency of the product. You know, you know what you're getting every time. I think that's important too.
So, is there anything else that we haven't touched upon before we deliver our call to action?
No, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, organic where possible. So, you know, in the sprouted grains, for example, you know, it has all organic ingredients. It's GMO free. It's vegan and gluten free. So it's, you know, it's a really clean drink mix that people are going to, you know, they're going to get positive benefits from it. I mean, I've been recommending Kyo Greens for a long time. I love the new line extension and the new products that they've made, and I think that they're going to help a lot of people to feel better. You know, I think that's basically it. I think we've covered everything on them.
Indeed we have, except for this, which is, for product information, visit www.kyolic.com. They've got an 800 number. You can call them. I don't know who mans that 800 number. Maybe you can actually talk to a real person. That's rare these days. They actually gave out their number. I wouldn't do that. Somebody's going to call up and say, talk to me about for the greens. But here we go. It's 800-421-2998. 800-421-2998. And there's no magic to finding this, folks. And there's no, it's not an online delivery kind of thing. It's go to your local natural health retailer. It's available. You know, I go to Whole Foods all the time. I see those, you know, these products line the shelves. Very, very popular.
It's fantastic stuff. It's on a lot of your available shelves at all the local health food stores. And I think you can't beat the taste. You know, beautifully designed. You know, stirs in easy. People are going to be real happy with it. I think it's a big move. It's a really good move to help their health in this new year.
I think I kind of like the 1981 retro label. I think that could become a collector's item because they got these cool new labels. But I don't know. Kind of like that. That heritage label from 1981. But then, you know, the problem would be is that the Sprouts blend and the Greens blend would be 36 years old, and that's probably not too wholesome. So go for the new stuff.
That's great.
Hey, you never know where I'm going to come from. That's one of the fun things about these interviews. We don't prepare a lot, but we always have a good time, and you're always a great guest. So once again, the new products, actually the new old products, because it's a relaunch. Sprouts Blend.
That's right.
Digestion Formula, Greens Blend, Energy Formula. And they're available from Wakunaga. Thanks, Jim Laval, for joining us. Jim, you got any products? You have any new books or any new enterprises that you want to let our listeners know about while you're at it?
Oh, people can go to metaboliccode.com, check out what we're doing there. And I got a couple books in the hopper. I've got a rewrite on the Metabolic Code that I'm doing a final run on. And then I'm going to write a bigger, more professional version of that. And then there's going to be a consumer book out on it. So look for those in this coming year. We're working hard at them, and we're pretty excited about it.
Thanks, Jim. And I noticed there's a third. I knew there was a third one of these Kaya Green products. It's the Harvest Blend. And the Harvest Blend is just a mixture of everything you need, sounds like.
So, yeah, well, it gives you all the, you know, that's kind of more the fruit and vegetable piece that you get. And yeah, it's a, you know, all three of them, I would encourage people, buy all three and alternate them. You know, get the benefits of all the family of greens and vegetables and fruits and sprouted grains that you can, because, I mean, we're just not getting enough of these kind of foods.
Absolutely. All right, Jim, just I want to wish you and your family a very, very happy holiday. And thanks so much for your generosity and joining us today with your time. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, great. Have a happy holiday. Thanks.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.